If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
And welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are empowering you to build your brand right here on the radio. A fine, how do you do to you?
I am doing fantastic.
Yeah,
I am.
Good weekend, all that.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. You betcha.
Nice.
I tackled the Sanford and Sons basement.
The Sanford and Sons basement?
Yeah. So we have lived in our house for almost 20 years, about 18, 19 years now. And for all of that time, been pretty good about keeping organized and keeping the basement all cleaned up. And,
right.
You know, we don't have a lot of stuff. But a year ago, my daughter moved back home from college where she had had her own apartment. And so we moved her back home about a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, the holidays and there's all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
boxes.
And so we just put her stuff in the basement, just in the middle of the room.
Out of sight, out of mind.
In the basement. The holidays came. Then January came. We were going to get it organized and kind of stack it up all nicely. But we didn't. And then she was leaving for Orlando. She was going to the Disney College program.
All right. Yep.
So away she went and left her stuff in the middle of my basement. All good, right? No big deal.
She's coming back.
Right. She's coming back.
Sure.
You ever notice when you start a pile, it attracts more stuff? When you just put stuff on the counter, then more stuff wants to come.
I think that's what we call my life.
Right? It starts attracting.
Yeah.
So we got this pile in the basement, not a big deal. We had to replace some appliances in our kitchen. Old appliances go down to the basement, kind of next to the pile of...
Next to.
Uh-huh. Then, you know, we'd done a little bit of clean out of the, you know, different rooms and so stuff that needs to be donated or gotten rid of. It goes down into the basement next to. Do you remember when we thought we were going to be expanding the Experience Pros offices?
Oh, sure.
And so we acquired the cubicles.
Yeah, we got a cubicle farm of
about
20 cubicles, I believe.
Well, you know where they've been stored.
I believe they're in your basement.
In my basement.
Yeah.
Next to all of Alicia's stuff.
And that was about three business plans ago. Yeah.
And then my husband was doing a construction project. So, you know, we had some tools and all that. That went next to.
Right.
And he decided to close his storage unit because we've got this great big basement.
Might as well use it.
Yeah,
space.
So it went next to.
Uh-huh.
Now we have Sanford and Sons. I am so excited to tell you. It was. Four truckloads of stuff left my house this weekend. I feel about 300 pounds lighter. I am so happy.
Well, happy is always good. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like you are just exercising one of the winning habits of successful people.
Am I?
Maybe.
Let's find out. We want to know what the most successful people are doing on a regular basis. They're not winging it. They're not going with the flow. How do I feel? Is the sun out? Is the sun not out? Do I want to? Do I not want to? No, they have daily habits. They are in tune. What was the phrase? We do what we want. So the goal isn't to change what you do. The goal is to change what you want.
Okay.
And so that when you do what you want. And so the successful people, they know exactly what they want, and then their habits and what they do lines up and matches with that.
Well, Marcel Schwantes, who is the principal and founder of Leadership from the Core, wrote an article at Inc.com on the winning habits you'll find in the most successful people this year. Adam Grant, Dan Pink, and Reid Hoffman share some useful workplace hacks. And the first one is develop your network intelligence.
Develop your network intelligence.
Right.
You have some intelligence. You have some network. Let's put those two together.
Right. So here's what he suggests. He says in his 2014 book, The Alliance, Managing Talent in a Networked Age, Hoffman, one of the most well-connected people in tech, emphasizes why networking is critical for success. We know that Jeffrey, see, your network is your net worth.
Keith Ferrazzi.
Sorry about that, Jeffrey, whoever you are. Keith Ferrazzi says, your network is your net worth. And we believe that to be true because it doesn't matter. And don't take this in the wrong tone. I don't mean to sound controversial or argumentative here. Let me rephrase it then. Of less importance is what you know than who knows you.
What? There are a lot of smart people in the world, and they're probably not all working at your company or maybe not all involved in the same network group and association that you're involved in. They're outside your immediate core of people that you interact with on a daily basis. He says, here's what most people do when they're problem solving. They schedule a meeting with all the smart people at their company who might have great ideas.
Right.
He says that's a good first step, talking to people. He says, but the most valuable professional information is often in other people's heads.
That's right.
Even when you're just talking out ideas to other people, it's far more valuable than when you do it on your own. He says, great information and insight from the people you know can be a significant competitive advantage. That's network intelligence. And so you've got to extend outside of the people you normally have conversations with. We've got to swim in some different pools. You can't just associate with the same core group of people day in and day out and expect that the creativity is going to flow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The second point to Marcel Schwantes' article says, stop the fake schmoozing and stalking of important people when networking. And he says, do this instead. And he takes up where, and notice the difference here. He says, we've all heard that it's who you know that will open doors and take you far. He says, to a certain point, I agree with that. Adam Grant, the author of the mega bestseller Give and Take, wrote in the New York Times that something of greater value will yield greater returns and enlarge your network, accomplishing great things that capture people's attention. Here's that. This is the shift in the language, okay? He's saying who you know will open up doors to a point. I say who knows you, and it's what's going to get them to know, accomplishing great things that capture people's attention. I agree with the point.
Yeah, capture their attention with great things, not just with will you follow me? Can we be LinkedIn? They want results. So capture their attention by doing great things, adding value, putting change in your pocket, paying it forward. What can I do for you before I ask you to do something for me? The example he gives is with Sarah Blakely. She is the founder of Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
She actually ended up sending some of her first batch of Spanx. Remember, she used to sell fax machines.
Right.
She sent them to Oprah. So caught her attention, doing great things. Didn't just say, hey, will you follow me? Go read my blog. Go check me out in my article. No, she sent her the sample, the prototype, and said, let me do great things for you.
Now, not only does Sarah Blakely know Oprah, that's who she knows, but Oprah knows Sarah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Such a shift in winning habits. That's the one. Get dialed into people knowing you rather than the other way around. Become an influencer by doing something significant.
Become an influencer. Do something significant. offer great results.
Right.
Third successful habit, winning habit of the most successful people is not to work harder, but actually the opposite.
Not to work smarter?
Take more breaks.
Take more breaks.
Hmm.
Yeah, talk about this one.
Dan Pink's book, Win, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. He says we need to take more breaks. How many of us work 12, 14, 16, 18 hours a day, and we're so flipping proud of it, right?
No, we're exhausted. Let's call it what it is.
But we think that we've got to run circles around everybody else. We never take a break. We can't take a vacation. We can't take time off. We can't put our electronics away, our devices away, for the fear that we might miss out on a text message or an incoming phone call. But he says the improved mood throughout the day and reduced feelings of fatigue in the late afternoon.
And these are little 5-minute walking breaks. Just take a 5-minute break and get up and walk around. It calls them microbursts of activity.
Do you know, I did a microburst of activity today.
I did too.
I walked up the 6 flights of stairs in our office building.
Really?
And then I walked up the 6 flights of stairs in the studio. So 12 flights of stairs today.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
I'm exhausted already. I was huffing and puffing when I came in.
My microbush of activity looked nothing like that at all.
One of my goals is to wear my tennis shoes to the studio now more often. I haven't figured out what that means yet.
Okay.
But to get more bursts of activity in my day, because I think that sitting on my bum for 5 hours a day is not good for things.
When taking breaks, detach completely. No emails, text, nothing. Break. Microbursts of activity. Hey, gang, we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll give you some opportunity to practice your breaking as well. We'll be right back, though. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is home of positive business talk. You want more information on how to become that influencer? ExperiencePros.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the show. Our Facebook Live is a great place to leave your comments. You post a comment, we will respond in time. And Angel, you know, one of the things that I think so many companies are struggling with, especially e-commerce companies, are how to handle their fulfillment, because not everybody can be Amazon.
Well, no, not everybody can be Amazon, but these days it's so much easier to open stores online than ever before. Platforms like Shopify, BigCommerce, even Etsy make it so simple for you to have your online retail store. But our next guess is there are a few pitfalls that you need to be aware of that await you once some success is finally achieved. This is why Aaron Rubin and Nicholas Daniel Richards created Ship Hero, which is a cloud-based paperless platform that manages inventory, fulfillment, and shipping, taking care of all the operations after the sale and tracking all of it and making sure that you've actually got a successful business and not something that's going to flop. Nicholas Daniel Richards, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hello, I'm impressed that you could actually say my name.
Well, it helps that you have three first names.
Yeah. That doesn't even include the two middle names either. So well done there. What happens when you're British?
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day, Nicholas, to join us. Let's talk about some of the fulfillment issues that maybe a smaller business, otherwise successful, but moving into the online fulfillment side, what type of issues do they face?
It's surprising, but you'd think that just building your online shop would be the easy bit, and that's all you'd have to do. And that's actually true. So like Shopify and BigCommerce, and as you said, Etsy and eBay, and you can even sell on Amazon. All that stuff's really easy. But where it sort of gets a bit more challenging is what are the things that you're actually selling? So that's your inventory. And then those orders that you're getting, once you go beyond a couple of customers per day, it can get actually pretty complicated. And one of the things that you run into is, you know, if a customer is on the East Coast, if a customer is international, every single order you want to be able to ship to them the cheapest, because that's where you're making a bit of your money, is making sure you're not overspending on a shipping label.
Sure.
So trying to ship an order to all these different locations, you're going to have to look up online. Is it USPS? Is it FedEx? Is it DHL? So you're going to have to do all these manual things. And basically what Ship Hero does is it just, all you have to do is you get the order. It tells you what to pick. You put it in a box. You print You hit a button that says print label, and Shipiro will automatically figure out what shipping carrier has the cheapest label to print to get it there, make sure it's deducted from your inventory, and you're done. That's really where it's at.
That's really nice. When I think about being the consumer side of that, you know, the shipping costs, though, don't typically, I mean, sometimes they change. Don't you have to tell the consumer at the point of order how much their shipping is going to be? You don't have the luxury of waiting until after the order. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good point. So in many cases, especially if you're competing against Amazon, I'm not sure if you guys are Amazon Prime customers. I know I am.
We are, sure.
Who isn't?
Yeah, right. It looks like everybody. Thank you, Jeff Bezos, for getting everybody on Amazon Prime. So we're all used to this idea of free shipping and two-day free shipping, right? So if you're a small business owner, you're competing against that. And in some cases, you're willing as a customer, you'll pay for shipping, especially if you can't get it on Amazon and you're going to a site, you'll pay for shipping if it's not too outrageous and you get it quickly. But in many cases, you're expecting that same level. You're expecting free shipping. So the calculation that is happening on the site, if you're seeing a cost, that's the calculation in most cases that's made at the time, then it's up to the e-commerce company to make sure at the minimum that when you ship that order, you're not spending more than what you got for the label.
Right.
So if you charge the customer $2, you're not spending $10 to ship it because you're going to lose $8. That all makes sense. But in many cases, if the customer is actually getting free shipping, you're making a calculation of sort of, okay, I know that the majority of my orders are going to cost this much in terms of shipping. I add that to my cost and sort of hide it in the cost, and the customer believes they're getting free shipping. So it's down to you to be as efficient as possible when it comes to getting that order out. So if it's costing you a few bucks, that's the cost of business, but you can get the order shipped out and it's free. But that's not an easy thing to do if you've got 30 or 40 orders per day and each one you're having to do manually.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that. And I'm aware that our time is slipping away quickly, so maybe this may be our final question for you today. But when we're talking about e-commerce companies handling an unexpected influx of orders, you know, the question comes to us on a regular basis. I'm going to show up on your show. What happens if it's successful? If people start calling in or you have a run on something that has gone viral, how does a small company adapt and survive through something like that?
So that is probably 95% of our customers. 95% of our customers are those that have figured out how to sell online. They've got something that's hugely popular, and now they're dealing with scale. And so, you know, you get into the very small numbers. If you're managing a couple of products in a room and you're shipping a few orders per day, you can manage that. But as soon as you have maybe multiple people in your warehouse or you're going big, there seems to be a magic number of about 25 to 30 orders per day. Conversation after conversation, we see that number as that's the wall that people hit, and all of a sudden people are running around with their heads on fire. And, so once you – if you put a platform in place, and obviously shameless plug for Shipiro and British accents everywhere, but if you put the product – if you put the product into place – then you can scale. The only thing you have to worry about is what you're going to spend your money on when you make your profits, I guess.
Oh, those are fun problems to have.
That's a pretty good plug right there.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So, Nicholas, how do you want people to get some information and follow you and check out Shipiro?
Oh, just go to shiphero.com. I know the way I say Shipiro, it sounds like it's a law firm. but it's just Ship Hero, as in the hero of shipping, .com, and it's all there. You just go from there. You can speak to any member of our team. You may be unlucky enough to have to speak to me, but yeah, we're all there. We're ready to help.
Well, you know, Nicholas, I was counting ourselves pretty lucky to be able to speak to you. You did very well, not only representing your product, but covering the issues that are affecting most of our small businesses these days. So thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
And I really appreciate you and the fact that you got through all of those syllables and first names. I appreciate it.
Well, I will make sure that whenever we talk about Ship Hero, we also talk about Nicholas Daniel Richards. Nicholas, thanks so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome, guys. 12 more steps, please.
All right. 12 more steps.
I love it. He addressed the hero or the elephant in the room. We are competing against Amazon. Let Ship Hero make you more competitive.
Absolutely. We will be back right after these messages. You are listening to Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer, helping you build your brand right here on the radio. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We are positively thrilled that you are tuned in today. Are you running your business?
Or is it running you?
That is the question.
We know the statistics. They are staggering that most small businesses fail. Only about 5 survive the first 5 years, and less than 1/3 make it to 10 years. That's according to the Small Business Administration. Now, this might mean, like to some people, right, glass half full, glass half empty. But according to our expert guest, he says one of the big reasons that new ventures fail is because they are poorly managed and they have a lack of financial literacy. He says that small business owners have a better chance to survive if you also view yourself as your chief financial officer as well. Our guest is Al Zenick. He's the author of the book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Growth and Retain Wealth. Also the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. So do you have the mindset of a CEO, a CFO? Al Zenick, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
I appreciate being here, Angel and Eric. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, it is fantastic having you. Let's start with this. Owners, small business owners, they get into a business because they know how to do something special. I make cookies, and I make really good cookies, and I want to make cookies, and that's all I want to do is make cookies. But I don't have a clue about the ins, outs, ups, and downs of the market and the financial stuff. How do you help an owner proactively take better control of their KPIs?
Great question. And, you know, I think of myself, when I established my business more than 30 years ago, I was one of those people, too. Even though I was in the income tax business at the time, not cookies, I just like doing that. And what you find is that you can do that well, but because you don't know how to really run a business and you don't know how, and even though you know things like how to get a loan or some financial terms, you don't know how to really apply them. So I almost went under 30 years ago. I was lucky. I did not. But some of the ways that a person like that who just likes to make cookies or has a great skill that's going to make a lot of money, how they can protect themselves is, for one thing, surround yourself with a lot of good advisors. Have a good CPA, attorney, people that understand your business and can be proactive with you. Another great thing, I think, is having a mentor. Having someone that's in the business you are, or at least has had a business, that can really, guide you and take you through especially some of the tough times your business might have.
I love it, Al. I know every now and then, when we were sitting down getting Experience Pros running, we would meet with our financial guy, and I almost felt like I had to have a translator come in, because the language and the lingo,
sure,
all of that, when it came to the financial statements and running a business, it's far, far different and can be far more costly if you make errors and you're not following the rules that the IRS sets up for you. So making sure that you have those professionals around you, that you have those mentors. What do you see, Al, as some of the common mistakes that business owners are making when it comes to financial decisions?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is how sometimes they either capitalize their business or they get debt. Sometimes owners, you know, in their, how can I say, in their thrill, in their, you know, I'm going out and establishing a business, they sometimes don't think ahead. So sometimes when they're funding the business, they're doing it off their credit cards or maybe their savings, and they're not thinking ahead. They're not thinking when they have to buy those, that other equipment or expand. And so that's one thing, is raising capital and knowing when you need that. Another thing is that it's one thing to have a vision and be really excited about having, let's say, an empire of retail stores or whatever, but, you know, put it down on paper. You know, what are you aiming for? What's going to be the top line, the bottom line? Starting to take some practical steps like that, which, again, having a really good advisor around you can really help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a really good financial advisor, and you need to know how do I find a good financial advisor, and can they be outsourced instead of hired?
Well, for one thing, especially if you're first starting out, you want to outsource as much as you can because you're probably not going to be able to afford that. But one of the main things is like when Angel just said a few minutes ago, you know, numbers and finance can be overwhelming if you don't know the terms or you don't know how to really apply them. Get someone who speaks, that when they speak to you, they speak English. You know, they're not going to have section codes and laws and throw things at you. Is that when you have an issue like how much capital do I need, they're going to be able to guide you through something that you can understand. So basically, initially, surround yourself with people that speak English to you, but know what they're doing, and that can convey things to you clearly. And then, of course, outsource as much as you can.
Outsource as much
Absolutely.
As you can. And, you know, I mean, we watch so many businesses struggle because they didn't really count on how long it would take for them to acquire customers,
or how much it would cost,
and all of that. And so the financial, I mean, it's almost as if they're right about to hit that gold mine. They're right on the verge of, you know, mega success, but they run out of money. What is the best thing that we can do to make sure we don't get to that space, Al?
Well, I would tell you there's a lot of things you can do every day in your business to find extra cash flow. For one thing, you know, again, with the help of a financial expert or your accountant, make sure that you're looking at what your expenses are at least once a month. You may find that you're wondering why you spend some things on one thing versus another. You might see where it's like some of your major vendors are and see if you can go back to them and see if you can get some discounts from them. But also, if you're especially selling something, again, it may not apply to if you're baking cookies and have a retail store, but especially professional services or consulting. I see a lot of people, a lot of you know, beginning businesses, they don't know how to bill, they don't know how to collect. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going to bill something, make sure that if you're going to provide services, you're getting a retainer, something down. You're making sure that when you deliver the product, you're getting paid at that time.
Right.
If you got a receivables, make sure you're staying on top of that. There's all these things that a business can do to basically give them more of an odds of being one of those businesses that's going to survive that 5 or 10 years.
I love it. Make sure you're not treating your business like a hobby, but you are the chief financial officer of your company.
Yeah, we have a couple of isms. We call them Eric-isms and Angelosophies around here, and one of them is terms first. you get those terms down, put them in writing. Nobody's going to be offended by that, and making sure that you know where the money goes, because cash is king.
Right. Our guest is Al Zenick. The book is called Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And an upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, the Key to Grow a Valuable Business. Al, what's the best way for our audience to stay connected with you?
Well, you can go to my website. It's alzenick.com. If anyone wants it, has interest in the book, you go to the Amazon website. And please, on my website, there's a personal assessment a person can take or a business can take to see if there's some questions there that makes them think that can help them out.
Okay, awesome. I love it when we have resources and tools for our audience. And I love that you keep writing more books, helping us be smarter, because I think the financial side of it, Al, is the one thing we want to just bury our head in the sand and say, you know, I don't want to worry about it. I just want to for the example here, bake cookies.
Yep.
All right, Al, thanks so much.
You're right. I mean, people do not get up in the morning and say, gee, I've got a spare hour. Gee, I want to get to that cash flow statement. I want to get to my budget. So you're right. trying to focus on this is very important.
I think so, too. And I'm so glad that you are talking about it. We're going to keep more entrepreneurs in business, helping them be smarter about it.
Absolutely.
Al, we'd love to have you back in the future. So we'll be reaching out to you. All right.
Thanks a lot, Angel. Great talking to you, Eric.
Absolutely. Right back at you, my friend. That's Al Zenick. His website, ALZDENEK.com. Al Zenick, the D is silent.
Master your cash flow.
You know,
I would just love to master something.
Anything would be nice. But Al brings up a lot of really good points. And to be here 10 years later, which, by the way, I don't know if you're aware, but we're coming up on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah, next month, you and I will have incorporated for 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. And they say it takes 10 years to make an overnight success, so this should be a pretty good
right?
year.
This is it. We've got 30 days.
Yep.
right on the verge.
But love it, you know. And like I said, to be here 10 years later, you gotta play the numbers. You gotta know your numbers, and you've got to be smart and strategic. Surround yourself with great people. Al Zenick, alzenick.com. We will return right after these messages. You are listening to the home of positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. For the archives of this broadcast and everything that you'd like to know about Experience Pros, check out experiencepros.com.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at extremerelationshipmanagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. Great to have you on board with us.
Right, mini wave in celebration of our producer, Richard, at the board today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for bringing in great music,
welcome
great sound.
Welcome to the team, my
yes,
friend.
Love that, love that.
So, Angel, you know, we just started last week. We announced the launch of our 1,000 fans or followers in 100 days. And there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about it. A lot of people asking questions about, you know, why does it matter? Why should I need 1,000 fans? Are these all going to become customers?
Nah. You don't need followers. You don't need fans. You don't need nothing, and your business will just grow.
Hmm.
Well, the whole point of our 1,000 fans in 100 days is not just to grow your followers, because we know that followers doesn't equate to revenue. How do you measure the success of your business? You measure it with your bank account.
Right.
But where do customers come from? They come from people who know you, like you, and trust you. They come from your followers. And your followers become customers when they see results. They see value in doing business with you. They see, they share you with
right.
their friends and family to add to that follower base. Again, when there's results, when there's value and there's good content and juicy stuff, and you're helping me with my life, either improve something or get rid of something that I want to get rid of. And so our 1,000 fans in 100 days is the launch to get you to that 1,000 customer base.
It's not just the launch to get you to the 1,000 customer base, but it's also the social proof that people need to buy into you.
Right? Does anybody else like you?
Right?
You know, have you been hiding under a rock? Or are you really out there? We want to create influencers. We want to help you take that status of who you've been and what you've been doing and elevate it to influencer status when it comes to social. And because influencer marketing is the hottest trend in 2018. And we've been creating influencers since 2008. You are right.
I told you. 10 years.
That is getting ready to be 10 years.
Yep, we celebrate 10 years next month. So here are some tried and true bits of advice on gathering follower growth. Okay, science is behind this. Before we get into the research-backed methods for growing those followers, let's start off with some best practices for follower growth. Likely to come across these ideas when searching for social media tips and how other people have gotten those followers. Number one, you got to post great content.
And you've got to add value. We got to get good stuff from you. And not, you know, I mean, it's one way you can get content, be controversial, and you can get a lot of followers that way. But remember, we're trying to attract people that will buy from you.
Right.
They're going to eventually spend money with you. People spend money with people they know, like, and trust.
That's exactly right.
Not people they disdain. So just remember that.
Okie dokie. Number two, you need a professional bio. Your bio and your photo, your headshot are critical in order for people to be attracted to you.
And what are you an expert at?
Right.
You know, as a professional bio, what are you the specialist in? What are you the expert at? And this one, I was on a, had a conversation with somebody today, and she's an amazing business owner. She does amazing things for her clients. But I'll tell you, wiggling this down to a phrase of this is the thing.
Right.
This is the result that people get. You know, Eric and I, you know, when we think about massive media exposure, we're, you know, experts on creating social influencers, right? Something tight, something small that
That's
people,
right.
It's sticky, they remember, and they can share.
If you can get it from seven to 11 words, you're doing well. If you can boil that down to 4 words, you're doing very well. And if you can get it down to 3 words or less, you
ding,
go
ding,
to
ding,
the
ding,
head
ding,
of the class.
Right? Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You want to make sure your content is shareable and that you are resharing other people's contents. Remember, social media is social. You must engage.
Right. And so you're sharing. You're sharing other people's stuff. What do we want? We want people to like our stuff, to post on our stuff, to comment, to share our stuff. Well, in order to create that behavior, we have to start that. You know, if you think, okay, they haven't called me. Pick up the phone. It works both ways.
That's right.
They're not sharing my stuff. Share theirs. Post theirs. Tweet. Love on them. Love on them. Love on them.
If you want to be an influencer, then you've got to hang with influencers. You've got to share their content. Share their material. Get connected with them. And at the beginning, don't think that you're doing this just because when you share theirs, they're going to share yours immediately. Nobody owes you anything. Mm-hmm. But if you lead by example, you will find followers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How many of you just kind of troll the internet, troll the social? You don't really comment. You don't really like. You kind of follow. I found an infographic of, you know, kind of the hierarchy of people using social. You know, they're the consumers, right? If you're just passive readers,
right,
trolling through, you're using it as a consumer. You see social media as an absolute waste of time. Because you get caught up on the videos and you're not making money at it. You don't have a strategy for it.
Right.
But you're in consumer mode that way.
Well, this article asked the question, are you an informer or a meformer? And there's a way that you can get 2 times the followers if you are an informer. Meformers are the ones who post social media updates mostly relating to themselves and their business. Buy my stuff. Just launch something new. Take a look at what I ate for dinner. It's all about them. Informers are the ones who post updates that are mostly information sharing. That's beneficial to their followers. You will double your followers if you're an informer.
Informer and creation, right? That we're creating things. That we're part of the community, the do-gooders that are out there. You want to actually have a call to action that brings people to you. How do you grow your followers? Let's start by asking the people who already know us, like us, and trust us, the friends that are already following us on social media. Maybe they're already connected with us as friends. Now we want to move them over into following us on our business page.
Right.
Right. Where we can use that strategy to actually turn them into customers down the road. You might already have a few people on different social sites, but let's grow that to be that 100 or that 1,000 customer base in 100 days by asking 10 people a day to follow. And you can let them know, listen, I'm just starting out.
That's right.
I don't have very many followers. I'm trying to build up my list. Be authentic. Be honest about where you are.
You bet.
Or, you know, you've created something, right? We've created something juicy. We've created a value. We've created something that you're going to get results out of.
Absolutely. And listen, folks, if you are interested in adding 1,000 new followers or fans to your existing base right now, wherever you are, whatever you're at, why don't you go to MassiveMediaExposure.com. Give us your name and email address. It's all it costs. And we're going to send you a report. And then join our group, and we will train you every week on how to do exactly that. Angel and I will be back after the top of the hour news. You are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network. Thank you.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,